Now presenting Ethan Nelson, all the way from Nebraska. Ethan, I love you. You're so funny. Your outfit's so coordinated.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know what's...
Yeah, this is my first time doing a stand-up set, and...
What are you doing over there? Drags them all into the shop, probably.
Bro, let me do my thing, man.
You got such long cords.
Yeah, who got the long cords?
I didn't think my shoes were dirty until I'm up here and I realized that they're gonna be so filthy. It's cool though, you know.
Imagine those birds just land up here with us.
What if they just poop on us?
I love the timing of this. Isn't this great?
No, I've got pooped on twice. You don't understand. You don't understand. I've been pooped on twice.
Did we just
in my life.
Start the podcast?
That's too
that
many
way?
Times. That's too many times, though. You know. Wait, by a goose or just in general?
Whose phone is this?
It's mine. Well, don't touch my phone, man.
Hey, it's Meg.
Hi, podcast.
Hi, podcast.
It's Ethan, actually.
How's your guys' week going?
You ever make your background your own face?
No. No.
Is that an old person thing to do? It's like, why would I not? It's my phone, you know?
I mean, at least then someone could find the owner of the
phone.
I feel
like with this, I have to stand-up comedy or something. I'm just like...
You standing up is comedy.
Hey, so what's the deal with sidewalks?
With what?
Yeah, I did. Where was it?
Everyone look.
No, it hit the ground clearly.
Did it?
Yeah, I heard it hit the ground for sure. Dude, why do they keep circling us?
It's probably Edwin. Everybody thinks this is his brother.
Yeah, no.
It's family.
I've been pooped on twice on my shoulder in my life.
I'm not saying that like once is too many times, but I think once is too many times.
Do you not feel like you should do a stand-up comedy or something with this?
That was the intrusive thought,
and the wire.
Yeah.
It's like... So, yeah, I was walking from the superstore the other day.
You know what I've been saying the whole time? Is it's so bright up here.
It is bright. It hurts the eyes.
I never said that once.
He was saying that the whole time, and I just wanted to steal his thunder.
No, you said that a few times.
Did you forget your bifocals?
What?
So,
who do you think out of all of us are going to need glasses first?
Ooh. Get glasses first?
I just realized that.
I think it's going to be him because he's a teacher.
Yeah. It's over for you.
I actually wear glasses just because I like how they look, and they're not the real ones.
I used to wear blue lights.
I wear the blue lights.
I don't.
I wear them actually all this week. I wear the blue lights.
Probably should.
I actually had reading glasses.
Oh, so you're gonna be the one who needs them first?
No.
For real?
No.
I had reading glasses when I was in grade 7.
I'll just be in denial.
Decided not to wear
my whole life.
Oh, then just be blind. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
You can't be in denial of not needing glasses and then just stay blind.
Look how tall the St. Clair lights are.
You could maybe.
Just
is that where it's from?
Yeah. St. Clair.
Oh, wow.
Football stadium.
I went to a football game on Saturday.
University of Windsor won?
No, St. Clair.
Oh, cool.
The place we're talking about.
With some friends?
My buddy plays on the team, so.
What's his name?
His name is Zach Zimmerman. He's come to.
Oh, he plays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I think I knew that.
Do they win? Are they good?
They are good. They're undefeated.
Is Zach good?
University of Windsor is also undefeated.
Zach is good. He had injury problems, though.
That was some hesitancy. What position?
So, like, he's not like a starter right now because he had injury problems. He's a corner.
Okay.
But he tore his... something in his knee.
Meniscus?
No, it was ACL? It might have been ACL.
ACL, MCL.
Something like that. And he had a major surgery. He was off for 2 years.
Did he pull his fiberglass?
So he was off for like 2 years almost.
Are you just having a whole conversation?
Honestly,
did he break his
tempting
nickel?
Am I in the frame if I'm way out here?
Zach's never going to come back to young adults. Now,
I think those stairs are in.
Is it not funny that like I could just like...
You could walk, yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I remember when I first learned.
Hey, that's more than Jared can do with his knees.
Oh my gosh. So I golfed the 108 the other day.
So, Edwin, how's your week going, buddy?
It's going well.
That's good.
It's good. So I shot 108.
It's busy.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Seven Lakes Championship Busy. Course.
What'd you end up doing this week?
My drives were actually really good.
For the a lot first of stuff time. With the church. A lot of stuff with my sister's business. Nice. So, how about you?
I played a lot of hockey this week. Nice. So I played three times. No played cares, volleyball man. A couple times this week.
No one cares.
I've been walking a lot.
You played? Did you say volleyball?
Yeah. Parkwood.
Are you practicing? Are you honing your metal detector?
I'll make all you guys. Yeah. I'm gonna make both of you so insecure. Why are you rocking so much?
I don't know. Cause I like to rock. What?
Stop rocking.
Are you one of those psychopaths that stand
super still, like a normal person? Cause I'm comfortable.
Just kidding. Yeah.
I feel like you just called everyone who stands still a psychopath. You're gonna get shredded for that.
Yeah, everyone roasts them in the comments. Everyone has a rock all the time.
Like, I came on, to rock.
Nah. I just want to rock.
Okay. Kidding, you guys aren't psychopaths. I admire standing still.
Basic fix.
Yeah.
Wait. Actual question though. Okay. Actual question. Serious question.
Okay. Actually, to be fair.
To be fair.
I wasn't saying standing still.
They're coming back.
Oh my gosh, bro! They got what's it called? A warrant out for us? A wanted poster for us?
They diverted.
I could rework it, so I was saying that because Ethan was standing still in that way, was.
No, you're not. You're not a politician. Put your fingers down, bro.
He is. What?
He the is. Only,
he is.
He
the
is.
Most politician this thing of all day, time. Today, I.
What were you gonna say?
Okay, what were you gonna say? If you say anything about golf,
it's not golf.
Okay,
because we know that I am a lot better than I was previously.
You are.
And that's all that matters.
I'll say that. You are.
Thank you.
Yep. Welcome. You are improving.
Thank you.
It's easy to improve when you're at the bottom.
What? I was at the bottom. I think the first time I went with you.
Like Drake. Started from the bottom.
Like a 145 the first time I went with you.
Wait, when Drake says that, is he saying that Canada's the bottom?
No, I think he's talking like I came from like the slums.
He came from Canada.
Is he calling Canada the slums?
Probably, no.
I almost
like
Canada.
The thing is, though, he didn't even really start from the bottom. You know, like he was on Degrassi.
Do you think Drake's? Do you think he's threatened by the weekend?
He was a handicapped person on Degrassi, right? Like he had to play a kid. Do you think
he got shot? And then he became paralyzed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you think he's threatened by Justin Bieber?
I forget about that.
No.
What about Shania Twain?
Maybe.
I feel like a woman.
Do you guys know why I would say Shania Twain over those two?
Yeah.
Is because they're both like kind of in his genre. Like Shania Twain is like a completely different genre.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like it's more possibility of like
shot that you're talking about. What?
Like, Drake's shot character in Degrassi.
Oh yeah.
So funny, man.
That's such an old show.
I forget that Drake was in that.
Yeah.
Who actually remembers it? Like I actually watched Degrassi like probably like
I don't know that I watched it.
I never watched it until he got shot.
Five years ago.
Wait, were you a fan of Drake before Drake was Drake?
No. But I watched it because I was like, imagine. Oh, Drake's in it.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Aubrey.
Yeah, like me being a fan of Aubrey Graham.
Yeah.
Who's Aubrey? I didn't watch it.
That's his full name.
That's his real name. That's Drake's real name.
Never really looked that far into it.
No. I'm not even a Drake fan, and I knew that. Like, I mean, I'm not a Drake fan. I'm just very impartial.
He has an album coming out October 6th. So, like,
why are you advertising for him?
Look.
Is he paying you?
Sponsored?
Are we getting sponsored?
Like, I'm
yeah, he's getting paid. We're
not. Literally you. Look.
I feel like
move
it's a good thing
a little.
The camera's so far away because I'm squinting this whole time.
Why are you squinting?
Because it's so bright. I didn't say what I was going to say.
Yeah, we know.
We should all just have mustaches. That was it.
Yeah. that was the big build.
Like the next month.
That was the big build.
I potentially would be down. Potentially.
I don't know. How about you, Eddie? You already have a mustache 90% of the time anyways.
Yeah, I do. I'm fine. We could do mustaches. Les moustaches.
If you guys both do mustaches, I'll do mustache.
I think a mustache looks like, I think if you can grow a thick mustache, which all of us can.
I just had one recently, which is why I'm hesitant.
I used to grow mine stupid thick, as in the sense that I would grow everything out and like make it really, really
like
thick.
Like past your lip almost?
Yeah, and it would grow like this way out and like, it was
horrible.
It was.
Be better.
It was my.
Bring it back.
Maybe.
The only thing is like when you have a mustache, you have to keep it like neat.
Yeah.
Like, at your lip.
No, you like it when you get
it didn't go over my lip.
Mustache.
Yeah, like the
it didn't go over my lip. It just bushed out really far. I didn't even like it.
That's almost worse.
Yeah, I didn't like
weird.
It.
Weird.
Wait. Your mustache grew out?
Well, not like.
You're weird.
You never sent us a handlebar picture.
I don't know how to tell you.
I completely forgot.
The viewers will be disappointed.
I did forget. I was going to send it to you, and you were going to post it.
What? Why did a ladybug just land on me?
Why does, like, birds poop on you, ladybug? What is happening? Why are you killing it?
That was the most. That was the worst thing you could have done.
Bro, I didn't even
hit it.
That
was horrific. Bro, he just chased it down on camera.
First off, I didn't even hit it.
A ladybug is like the most gentle bug.
No, first off, I didn't hit it.
That's a lady.
Second off, I ran like I was. I don't know why I was running like the way I did.
I don't think you ran. I don't think that was a run.
You have to live with that forever. That run. Yeah,
that's online.
That's gonna be online forever.
You freely attacked the gentlest.
Like literally, they call it a lady.
I actually would debate and tell you that. An ant is the most gentle.
No, insect. There's literally ants that bite you.
There.
Ladybugs bite you too.
No, do they?
No.
I've never had a ladybug bite me. Only ever had
ladybugs
a ladybug.
Do not bite.
And they're pretty, you know?
I bet they do bite.
Yeah. I
guarantee you. Bro, everything bites.
Not everything.
Bro, humans bite.
Hey, Siri.
That was the worst. That was the worst.
Ladybugs bite.
That was the worst defense to anything. Humans bite.
If humans can bite, then why can't a ladybug? Bro, it has to eat. Therefore, everything can bite.
Do these shoes feel old yet?
They should.
No, they're getting more
they
worn.
They should because they look old. Yep.
Are they past the nice worn-in stage? Are they like becoming worn out, or are they?
No, still? They're still like they're like in the middle.
In the middle.
What's that mean?
Stuck in the middle with you. Do 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 do.
I was so unsure what to wear
today
for this podcast today, man.
Yeah, I don't think about it. So you can probably tell.
I think I thought about it too much.
So, yeah, I think so.
Because I hate what I'm
wearing.
No, I
believe it's
cool. So though. You know what I found on this? So native ladybugs can't really bite you.
Oh my gosh.
Can't really bite you.
They don't have teeth.
Oh.
So you're saying you only can bite when you have teeth?
I'm just telling you what the internet says.
Well, I also don't agree that if you
just hit a defenseless bird.
What?
You just hit a defenseless bird.
It's flying. It's a bird.
Yeah.
Right? Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't it?
You said it could bite, so why
so, like,
can't it be a bird?
If it swims, is automatically a fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're all fish.
Yeah.
I'm a fish?
Have you seen the movie Avatar?
I have.
I know
I'll
we're
take,
standing,
I'll take not a great
but
movie.
I feel like we're more standoffish. Not, no pun intended, but I just feel like...
That was a terrible joke.
We're more aggressive.
Yeah, it wasn't trying to...
I feel like it's the... but...
He's like, yeah, so...
And I'm really just lying to Ethan. He's walking off.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Of every actually, time. Is he?
I don't know.
That'd be so funny.
I think he's on. I think he's on.
Wait, can I do like a quick stand-up set real quick?
Yeah, go for it. You have to go behind. Go right there.
Wait, before you start
that's
though?
The standoff. That's the stage.
Wait, that's the stage?
Before you start...
You're walking off. Like, I don't even think you're on camera right now.
You're not on camera right now.
Do you want us to?
I'm gonna walk.
Do you want us to?
Okay, I'm gonna walk into camera.
First off, this is made by Mitsubishi. It makes me feel unsafe. I don't like it's like when Yamaha makes guitars and bikes.
Mitsubishi Motors, like
bro. Announce me.
Announce. Wait. Do you want your name?
What do you want?
Yeah, bro.
Where are you from? Where do you want me to?
Wisconsin.
I am from Nebraska.
Okay. Now presenting. Ethan Nelson, all the way from Nebraska.
Woo! Ethan, I love you. You're so funny.
No, thank you.
Your outfit's so coordinated.
Thanks, guys.
So, I don't know what's...
Yeah, this is my first time doing a stand-up set, and...
get it?
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
Yeah?
What's the deal with...
It's not gonna go well.
With popcorn?
It pops.
Like, you put it in a bowl...
Yes.
You eat it.
Yes.
Yep.
And then it just disappears.
No.
Oh, isn't it weird how eating works?
Oh, wow. He's not getting invited back.
Wait. I have another one.
Okay.
I have to be announced every time for every single joke.
It's your turn.
Coming in at 5'3".
210
pounds. Soaking wet.
No ankles.
One
no
ankle.
No knees.
I got one.
Ethan Nelson.
Wow, good evening, guys. Good evening, man. Isn't it weird that security guard, he was the FBI's a hard time coming in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does that to me all the time. I wonder why.
Ba-doom-boom. I didn't jump off this roof. But like, you know, I just want to get away.
Oh man, imagine being good at everything. That's crazy.
I think your perspective is skewed on what's good.
I had no idea what I was going to say. I tried to come up with one actually good joke, but I couldn't think of one.
Yeah.
Could have just said Ethan and then walked away.
This guy really went on there and said, "What happens to popcorn when you eat it? It just disappears."
Hey man, I'm not that quick.
I can't believe that's going to be on the internet forever.
I'm not that quick of a thinker, man.
Between him killing a ladybug and that stand-up set.
Yeah, this is the pivotal one. This is a
stand-up set. I just walked in.
Wait.
So what have you been up to, Ethan?
I probably had the busiest week of my life.
Yeah.
I had school every single day. No, don't look up a joke.
No, I wasn't. I was going to look up cricket noises and play it for you, but that took too long.
Too late, man.
So it was busy?
Yeah, I had school every single day, like 9 a.m. to about either 2:30 or 4:20 each day. And then I'd work training 5 to 9 p.m. Monday to Thursday. Mm. And then if the days I had like an hour in between, I'd go to the gym for an hour. And then go right to training.
What was your snacking like? What did you eat though between everything?
Like I'd have actual dinner.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Like I probably have like
a
meal.
Random question.
Why can't I ask that?
Did you have popcorn by chance?
I do love popcorn. I probably popcorn like once a week.
Okay, yeah. Just wondering because apparently
I had popcorn last night.
How about you, man?
I went and
saw. Popcorn last week?
I actually am not a huge fan of popcorn.
What?
So like I like popcorn, but
what did you just say?
I like popcorn, but like it gets stuck in my teeth and it just kind of bugs me.
Actually, that's fair.
Doesn't that everything get stuck in your teeth though? It's food though, right?
Yeah, I had a sneeze.
No. Popcorn gets like under the gums. No, the kernels get like under the gums.
It does.
It's brutal. It's very annoying.
But do you want to just like reiterate why that's stupid?
Because it gets into my teeth.
Do you want to give another dumb reason why?
Because it gets into my teeth. Because it gets stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, great.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
I had popcorn yesterday because I went and I saw A Haunting in Venice.
Oh, is it good? It sucked.
So you know it's the continuation from Death on the Nile and Murder on the Orient Express.
Yep.
So I would say it was better than both of those.
Okay.
Now,
was it only better because the cast was better, or was it better because the storyline was better?
I'd like the cinematography, to be honest. So it's set in Venice, so it was
cinematography.
So the
that's a real word.
It's our big word for the day.
So the place they're at was kind of very castle-esque.
Yeah.
And the lighting was really cool. And it was set
at
night.
Was it kind of a dark vibe the entire time?
Did you say it was a castle-esque?
Castle-esque.
Castle-esque. Bro, E-S-Q-U-E.
Did you say it was castle-esque?
But anyways, overall...
Just wondering.
It was good. It was a good whodunit. Like it was a murder mystery. I'd say out of 10, probably like a 6.5 to... 7.
So just a good movie.
Like it's a good movie. Yeah. You'll enjoy it. Basically.
I'm trying to think. I wouldn't say
it's game changing in any way.
Okay.
But it's interesting enough. It'll keep your attention.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Last movie I saw in the theater. I think it might have been Barbie.
Yeah.
I think it might have been.
Barbie was a craze for so long.
I heard it wasn't very good.
I actually thought it was hilarious.
I heard differing views.
I heard basically Ryan Gosling was so funny in it, bro, to be honest.
Really?
I'm not even joking. He was actually so funny.
Yeah. Canadian actor.
You don't miss.
Canada's
Canadian
got
bacon.
Stuff. So you guys know the top three, out of the top six streamed Spotify artists of all time.
Yeah.
Three of them are Canadian.
Yeah. So. Bro, don't touch me, man.
Yeah, you're supposed to lean.
Bro, no, I don't trust you. What are you talking about?
Trustfall.
Trust you.
Trustfall.
No.
Yeah, we could do trustfalls.
We also deal with like grade ones. Have them catch us.
Yeah, a bunch of them maybe.
Well, how about we do like junior highs? Pick like the smallest one, then have them catch us. Bad idea. And we'll workshop it.
Catch what?
Us. Like trustfalls.
Oh. Yeah. See how that goes.
How high? Like.
Yeah, up the roof.
Okay,
you said the top three Canadian
it's
artists.
It's also Toby's birthday today.
I know. I was actually going to text him after this.
I won't, but I just know it's his birthday.
Cool, man.
Toby.
It's almost worse.
But I love you, Toby.
Well, worse to know.
It's not like we're in communication.
True. That's fair.
It'd be out of nowhere.
What were you saying? That
I
you
didn't
said?
Know
you
it was
said
Joel's.
Top three artists?
I learned it was Joel's birthday.
I already said it.
Joel
Focaringa.
Is it her birthday today, too?
It's his birthday. It's his birthday, yeah. It's his birthday.
He said it in front of me, and I'm like, Joel, it's your birthday? Because I talked to him like 5 seconds before that, and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, Facebook didn't tell me. I don't know what to tell you.
See, I have a great excuse for not knowing birthdays now because I don't have social media. So
I just have
I know three birthdays. My mom, my dad, and my brother, I have four birthdays.
Once
brothers.
I learn a birthday of someone who's like closer-ish to me, I will remember it. October 16th. 15th. It's the 15th. It's the 15th. I knew I made the mistake.
Imagine getting it wrong the first time. Oh, okay. Imagine that.
I was off by one day. It's the 15th.
If I didn't memorize it when I was younger and I actually like did birthday parties, then there's no hope. Basically, anybody from grade school and like high school, I'll remember. I remember like people I don't even talk to anymore. I'll remember all their birthdays.
I know this kid Chris Drewler's birthday was April 11th.
Yeah, but I don't know why. But once I was out of high school.
June?
No, wrong.
Anybody,
21st. He was so much more off than I was for his.
July. It's in summer. July.
No.
Anybody you met in like my my
May
adult 30. Life?
No.
What is it? It's June. You dungy.
Do you know what my birthday is?
Wow.
It's June, bro.
Because I.
No, you were at my party. You were at my party. It's fine.
Oh yeah, June 3rd.
Very I said close. June 1st.
It's June 2nd.
I said June 11th.
Wait, no, it's not. It's June 3rd.
It's 2nd. I had the party on the 3rd.
Oh.
Bro, I literally said June 11th. You're like, you're so far off.
Do you know mine?
April 1st.
Okay, but mine's easy.
Yeah, yours is the joke.
Because you're a joke.
Because you're a joke. No one actually likes you.
Anybody I met in my like adult life, in my adult life, I don't remember their birthdays.
Yeah.
You didn't notice how I got yours the second try? You took 65 tries and then still didn't get one?
I knew it.
That's embarrassing.
I was kidding. Do you guys know anyone's phone number off the top of your head?
I know my childhood phone
number.
My
mom's.
Yeah, I know my house number.
No, I don't even know my parents' numbers or anything. Like, I don't know any of those.
I literally know my house number. Don't know Meg's. Don't know my brother's.
I think I know my dad's, too.
705-488-2216 was my childhood house number.
Why?
It's not a real number anymore.
It definitely is.
Well, it might be. I don't call it. It's not me.
Okay. And Ben's number is 509-986-6734.
Yes, sure. I think that's...
What's Jared's number? Just somebody put it on.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what Jared's number is.
Don't worry. We can't.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Now, Ben would 100% do that and then have us cut it and make you have more work, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to cut it.
He would.
It's definitely like not 226-564-2340.
That's not his number. I know that.
I don't think it's his number. I'm not going to check.
Good try, though, buddy.
It's a nice day out, though. It's not bad.
Get your hand out of your pocket like you know something.
I'm making you walk home. I resent my...
I walked here, I'll walk home.
Tell him to walk home.
Yeah.
It's fine, I'll do
it.
I'll
drive you halfway.
Facts.
Okay.
Drive to the end of the church driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Head start. You'll save a few minutes.
Honestly, maybe I will walk home.
Bro.
No, you're not. You won't. No, it's fine.
No. No, I might.
Well, you better make up your mind, because once I leave, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
Good.
Hope you know that.
Good. I love how freely I can just, like, walk, you know?
Yep, we can typically do that. It's called freedom.
I think he's just like legs. Traumatized from his ankle injury, and he's just so happy he can walk again.
It's crazy. I still can't run or jump.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, the best part is he couldn't do either of those things before either.
Those aren't Levi's, are they?
No, they're H&M jeans. You can tell. That was the most insulting thing. He's like, those are Levi's, right?
Nah, I can tell. You can tell.
They look like they're from Guess.
You can tell.
Bro, Guess is a great store.
They're bejeweled like everything else in the store. Everything at Guess is bejeweled.
Oh, that's so facts.
Are you getting shifts at Guess still?
I work every Saturday, yeah.
Every Saturday?
With my school schedule, I literally am available like 2 days a week.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting a new job next Friday.
Where?
I'm working 6 hours in school on Fridays to implement STEM programs.
Oh yeah, that's right. You told
me. Is there anything exciting happening in the world right now? What are we looking at?
Damian Lillard to Milwaukee Bucks is pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't think that's the world though. I think that's the NBA.
Is that us?
I think that's just
football,
our world.
Football's our world. Sunday.
That's our world.
Jordan Love gave me 19 points.
Yeah, that's great. That's still just our world.
I'm also projected 73% to win my matchup this Sunday.
Today they announced the suspect was charged with the murder of Tupac. They found and charged some guy from
my mom
Tupac, some 60-year-old guy.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd they get the evidence?
Let's see what New York Times, LA Times is.
I care.
He said,
"That's why."
Say it again. And this is what Evan said. Say it again.
I don't remember what I said.
No, read the headline.
Oh, A suspect that was charged in the murder of killing Tupac and has been found and he's 60 and yeah.
Oh wow, yeah, that's crazy, yeah. That was your response.
But anyways, that's wild in the sense that it was so long ago. So how'd they come to the conclusion?
Well, it's like any cold case, right? Like they figured out and they're like, oh well, there's more things to find out evidence now and like sift through evidence probably.
Yeah, but what could have possibly come out that,
well,
like,
well, probably there's stuff that they proof. Probably have like saved, like other like stuff that are, you know, what, you know, used actually, in the murder,
you know, what's
the
actually crazy or DNA. Is that they started saving DNA before they could actually analyze DNA
because they knew
that they would eventually be able to, which is wild. It, like, what if it never came? They're just storing all this DNA for no reason, but what? They just figured.
I think I said
so
this
the
before.
Guy apparently wrote a book called Compton Street Legend, and
he snitched on himself.
Well, like, no, I don't know yet for sure, but it says he was in the Cadillac. They already previously knew that he was in the car that the shots were fired from that killed Tupac.
Oh, okay. They found the Cadillac?
So it sounds like they're kind of throwing it on this guy.
Yeah, he was like, he was in the Crips.
Yeah. Crips and Bloods. Crip gang. Probably shouldn't throw up a Crip sign, but it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool though. We're in LaSalle.
I'll edit it out.
Yeah, it sounds like he almost like indicted himself, honestly.
Yeah,
sounds like very weak Evan. I don't.
Yeah, like, not, he was in the
I'm
car.
Not, I'm not being convinced right now. He's 60
well,
years
bro,
old.
Well, it's because back in the day, like, think about it. You could legitimately. Now, this sounds horrible. You could almost do anything you want back because there was no cameras.
Well,
there was
well,
no
not,
like
not Tupac's day, but Tupac's day. But
well, it was 1996. So yep,
like
probably.
Ted Bundy day.
Oh, bro.
Ted Bundy's
oh, even more
day.
Than,
that's why
yeah.
he got away with so much.
It's also why there was so many serial killers between like 1960 and the 1980.
Yeah,
because like there was no like
there's no DNA,
cameras
there's
and stuff.
Like,
and
if there's no
social media.
If there's no eyewitness, there's no way to just
literally.
Find them. Yeah,
which is terrifying.
Yeah,
like so like people would actually but would, like kill hitchhikers and stuff.
But people would say today that we're too surveillance now.
I agree.
Because now
like if you want to know where somebody is, you virtually can know.
Yeah,
like you look at like a Snapchat post, Instagram post. Sometimes people have their locations on. You can find them on Snapchat or iMessage.
Yep.
Like, because I have no social media, I like the fact that, like, I could be somewhere and, like, no one knows.
Well, you have your phone, though. They can just ping your phone.
Well, I mean, like, the government camp. I'm saying, like, I, like a regular, like, friend
you guys didn't
of
get,
mine.
I got, like, the chip in my wrist. You guys don't, you didn't have that yet?
Oh, you got the mark?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Kidding. The mark.
Mark of the beast.
It's just like, oh, wait. You guys didn't get the microchip in your wrist? That's crazy. I thought I just came with, like, every purchase that's theirs.
Every purchase that's theirs. Some parents
have, I was like, thank you for the salmon.
Some parents have crazy. Gotten, like,
that's,
they
yeah,
did get microchips in their kids.
Yeah, what, to track them.
You know about, like, Elon Musk, like, what's it called? Like, the, what's it called, chip?
Yeah. Didn't they put it into, like, a monkey and it didn't go well or
no.
something? It was like the Neuralink.
Neuralink? Yeah, Neuralink. Yeah.
That's wild.
Terrifying to me because that actually does remind me. Well, obviously, like it has direct.
Well, like they don't. You know why they're never gonna chip us that way though? Our phones are our chip, man. We can't put our phones down.
No, well, no, but you have they to think what's after a phone.
Yeah.
I don't think there's gonna need to be something after a phone.
But there will
no,
be eventually.
It's eventually gonna be so integrated into us somehow.
Yeah.
It's just maybe. Gonna be like on our wrist. It's gonna pop like something's gonna yeah.
Pip-Boy, it's like a watch thing.
Eventually like. They're gonna get tired of carrying like they've perfected the phone. You're not gonna go any bigger. Like the size of
yeah.
it is already perfected. It's only getting faster and more efficient, basically.
And think about it, it truthfully is kind of annoying. You have to carry your phone everywhere.
No, you know
just
what's annoying
or?
Now is like I have my Apple Wallet all set up in my phone. I just want them to put my driver's license in there, so I don't have to carry a wallet around anymore.
It's pretty fire.
Well, see, and then eventually you're not gonna have to carry that your phone around. It's just gonna be on your person somehow.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if they put it all into the phone, like my key fob, like you don't need a key. Just put my key fob into
some
my
cars
phone.
Have that already.
Put my license
like you,
into my phone. Put my wallet
apps,
into my
like,
phone.
Even
I'm
even
happy.
Cars are gonna be more integrated,
bro.
Too.
When I was in
did
Toronto,
you,
like now like, hotel keys can be directly linked to your phone.
Yeah,
like online. So like you can just walk in, you have your hotel key already on your account.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You just scan, you walk in,
and it's way easier for them
can check
to take
in from anywhere.
Away those.
Yeah, oh, and you can check in from anywhere. Like you don't have to be in the hotel, so there's no such thing as late check in anymore. You can check in even if you're running late.
It's crazy.
Which
so,
is sick.
So a little off topic, but I got some cool news the other day. My sister came down to my my place and she goes to me. She's like, "So what are you doing next Saturday?"
She pregnant?
And then she's like,
"That'd be cool." Is that cool? Is
no,
that kind of the cool
no.
news?
And did then she's like,
it?
"She's like, what are you doing next Saturday?" And I'm like,
"It's a boy.
Oh, I got nothing going on. Why? What's up?" She's like, "Well, I got a free Leafs Red Wings ticket if you want to go to the game."
Ooh.
So I'm going to the game with my nephews and brother-in-law.
Where are they playing?
In Detroit.
Yeah, it actually wouldn't be as fun if it was
never,
in Toronto.
I've never.
That's such a far drive, bro, to go to
no,
a game.
No, see, I'd love. I'm a Leafs fan, so.
I know.
But like, you're wearing a Blue Jays.
I am wearing a Blue Jays sweater.
So,
such a horrible
team. I took a couple fireworks to
the arm. Can you imagine not making the playoffs? Can you imagine
no,
that?
No, I really actually, like, I don't think it's like saying, that's like saying Golden State's not going to make the playoffs in the NBA.
Blue Jays are not going to make the playoffs.
Oh, you're talking about the Blue Jays. Sorry.
Golden
I thought you were
State's
about the Leafs.
Not going to do anything this year.
Golden State Warriors will go to NBA Finals.
Not if Sabonis has anything to say about it.
Mark it down. Golden State Warriors will go to NBA Finals.
Golden State Warriors.
Okay, fine. Let's put our predictions in right now.
Miss
okay,
playoffs.
I mean, we actually can. It's preseason.
Yeah, okay, but what's the... if somebody gets it right, what is?
What do we win?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That person wins.
We gotta like the other two have to buy you something.
Okay. Yeah.
Dinner.
Okay. Dinner.
Dinner. Okay. Sure. Like a nice dinner. Nice.
Yeah.
Dinner.
Like I'm talking so like Spago's, the keg, like something
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Something
sure,
nice.
Like the two people split
like
it.
We all have to. Yeah.
Only if you get it right though.
Yeah. The person who gets it right, if two people get their predictions right,
then you're a broke boy because we both know we're getting ours right.
He's picking Golden State.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if I'm being legitimate. I might not pick Golden State.
There it is.
That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted.
In my heart of hearts, obviously, I would take Golden State, Milwaukee. But truthfully, you know what I'm gonna say. And you guys go first. You guys go first.
What do I have to get both teams right? In the finals? Yeah,
I think just the person who gets the most correct. How about the person who's the closest? So like if your team goes the furthest. So like
so
say
it's
you
just you're picking one team.
Okay.
Pick one team to win. Whoever's team comes the closest to winning, that person gets free dinner by the other two. How about that?
How old's LeBron? Turned 39.
I know. Turned like 39. Do you want to pick the Lakers? The thing is the team is good this year too.
Because they got chemistry from last year.
They do. Like Lakers Milwaukee's kind of a good show, but
okay, pick one West and one East.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go Boston. Don't think Milwaukee will do it. No, I'm going to go Milwaukee. No, I'm going to go Boston. I'm going to go Boston. And I'm thinking Denver just because, like, they were so good last year. But that's such an ugly finals, and I don't want that.
That's the worst. Nobody's
going
to watch that.
Nobody wants that.
Okay, I'm going.
I'll be real. I'm gonna go Milwaukee because the East is always whack, and like you never really know every single year.
And I just
I'm gonna go Milwaukee, and I'm going to go Phoenix. Now it's gonna be a rematch.
I'm gonna go
2021.
I'm going Milwaukee. I'm gonna go Dallas.
Oh, he's got. Well, he already lost. Okay, cool. So it's gonna be between me and you, Ben. Cool.
I also.
But Lakers, I still love you.
I want to pick Milwaukee, but I'm not going to simply because you both have picked them now.
Wait, you know what?
It's such a
dynamic. I'm picking Milwaukee Golden State because if Golden State gets there, you guys will make fun of me if I didn't pick my own team and they got to the finals. So
that's why I picked Dallas.
I'm going Milwaukee Golden State.
So I picked Dallas. Kyrie, still there.
Milwaukee Golden State.
But here's the thing.
I'm not picking my favorite team.
And if one person gets both wrong, and let's say Milwaukee got in and Ben doesn't pick Milwaukee, then we're...
Well, it's so gross because... Giannis and Lillard have such different game plays. Like they're gonna complement each other
so well.
I think so
well.
The only problem I can potentially see with that is if it takes too long to build chemistry.
Nah, they're fine.
They're both so
they're fine.
Humble though.
They're fine.
They're both like the less like the least like needing the ball person ever.
Yeah.
Jerry Judy's healthy. That's good news.
Okay, pick
wait, side note. The 1 week I played Romeo Doubs gave me 4 points. The other 3 weeks I didn't play him, he had 12 or more every single week.
That's so annoying. Okay, so I had Montgomery on the bench.
Pick your team so the people that get bored about sports, we can move on.
Okay. I'm going to go, you know, just because I want to be different.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Boston, Denver.
Nah, Boston had their chance the last 5 years.
They lost it. They lost it.
They had their chance the last 5 years.
So, okay, so I'm Milwaukee Golden State. You're Milwaukee Dallas.
Yeah.
And then you're Boston Denver.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I wasn't trying to be practical, I'd have the Lakers up there somewhere.
Lakers, Milwaukee.
If I wasn't trying to be practical, I'd have the Raptors there.
Well, that just makes no sense, though.
I just hope Denver gets out first round is my hope.
Yeah, I know, because they're good. But honestly, we don't have to hang on this any longer. But I truthfully think
they split like the
I
Red
truthfully
Sea.
Think people like once you win.
So do we
want to
just
out.
Agree right now? Like the keg. Let's just do the keg.
Sure.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
So Snyder's the most expensive restaurant you can go to.
I don't know.
It's like near Rose.
Okay, well, I'm so okay with not picking the most expensive place.
How about
Kelsey's?
How about
no? That's
sure. Bro, I'm literally not.
You know what?
Financially stable.
You might be by the end of the year.
Yeah, you might be.
This will be like March of next year.
That's true.
Isn't Meg financially stable? Just take out a loan.
Just lend.
Meg loan. Yeah.
Take a Meg loan.
I borrowed $200.
I need to take the
I walk in, I'm like, hey, babe, you mind if I can like borrow like $200, please? That'd be cool. It's like, for what? You lost it? I'm like, yeah, again.
I didn't lose it. I just need it.
And then I was like, I'll get back to you. I promise I'll get to you soon. Crazy.
Wild.
I mean.
Wild.
How long have we been recording for? Side note.
That's a very good question. I didn't set a timer.
It's been about 35.
Okay. Oh, sick, okay. We still got time.
35?
So, I recently had this conversation.
Yeah.
It was today, because the event happened today.
Yeah.
I heard there was like a wellness check on Britney Spears. And do you guys know what that? Yeah, you know what that is, obviously.
Yeah, but
they say, do you know who that is?
Do you know who Britney Spears is?
Do you know what a wellness check is?
Well, I know that she's under conservative
like mental health.
So, I don't know. The conversation came
up. And she's under conservative.
The conversation came up about how tough it would be to be famous, because it's like imagine if you're actually having a wellness problem and like that's already news. Like 24 hours later, that's news. It would be so difficult to be like a celebrity or someone with fame and have any sort of problems going on in your life.
You can't have a bad day.
You can't.
No.
You should hold the mic closer to yourself.
No.
Okay, that's too close.
I know, because like think about this. I was thinking about this. If you're a celebrity, and let's say like a crazy thing, like you're in like in
literally
traffic.
Holding it here. I'm holding it closer than you are.
And someone cuts you off. And you get mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone has their camera out and records it. It's like, yo, Ben Carrier goes off on pedestrian for cutting him off. And it's like,
Ben would.
He would go off.
Yeah, he would go off.
I go off on. I have horrible road rage, so.
Really? Actually, I believe that.
Thanks, man. So far, you made fun of my temper and my jeans.
That's not all we made fun of you for.
I don't think I needed to make fun of your jeans.
This guy goes around just trying to untie shoelaces.
Just leaning.
Your knees stop working?
You never know, right?
He's going to go home and like check out himself in the mirror now about the jeans.
Okay,
like,
so no.
And then he's going to be like,
serious.
He's going to throw out some Levi's before.
Wait, no. Serious thing though. I shot 108 at Seven Lakes Championship course. That's so good for me. I shot 49 on the back nine, man. Best nine I ever shot in my entire life.
Was it an honest 49?
It was. I swear to you.
Did you take any mulligans?
No. Not in any drives or anything.
Impressive.
On the front nine, I did take one mulligan.
Edwin, what are you doing?
It says Mr. Slim, P-Series air conditioner, ultra-low ambient model.
Get it? Fun fact, I have not untied these shoes once since I bought them.
I untie these and tie these every day.
Yeah, I stopped untying these.
I don't my other shoes, though.
What's your guys' favorite these fruit?
I like pineapple and mango.
What's your guys' favorite insect?
Ladybugs.
Really?
I don't know.
Praying mantis, buddy. Come on.
It's not an insect.
What's your guys' favorite type of building?
Church.
For the inside or outside?
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Overall.
Overall? Type of building?
If you don't say church, they're going to
fire
you.
I like a nice, like...
No, bro, that's like a...
If he doesn't say church, they're going to fire him.
No, but also like the church is not type.
Why are you
building.
Hiding behind
like
this air conditioner?
I like a lot.
No
of
one
the,
can see you.
I like a lot. No, what? No, I like a lot of the European architecture.
Style? No, European.
Like North American style is very straight line.
Yeah,
straight,
rectangular.
Like I like the old stuff. That would take multiple generations to finish. Be like, hey son, I started this when I was 25.
Took me 85 years to finish this building. Fun fact.
Cookie cutter houses here.
I am in visual arts in education, and I had to draw 8 pictures that described me.
What was fun?
And I'm 23.
What was fun about that fact?
It wasn't good. And
can you draw?
I'm paying $6,000 to draw pictures.
Were they good pictures?
No, I didn't even try.
Did your mom frame them?
No, I threw them in my backpack.
Are they on the fridge?
They're in my backpack.
Do you have them right now?
Put them on your fridge. For Ethan, come on, do it.
What's a book?
Yeah, that's what
I
kind of
does that describe.
Good job. You know what? You're enduring school. That's what matters. Okay. Try to be positive.
Are your hands wet?
Bro, my hands
it's raining out. You didn't feel. You don't feel it.
No, it was the bird that pooped on him.
No, bro, it's Niagara Falls. It's the
I don't
mist.
Think you have anything to say about that, considering how you walked in today.
Facts.
Yeah, that's fair.
This guy Ben walked 3 hours to the building today.
I walked. Yeah.
It was an hour and 24 minutes.
Yeah.
Where'd you walk from, Amherstburg?
My house. Yeah. I did, actually.
Got you, bro. Yeah. It sounds like something dumb.
Yeah, he knows his geographic knowledge.
The conversation still kills me of, like, why aren't things, like, faded into one another? With,
what?
With, like, city locations?
With hard lines or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, why would it be a gradient?
Yeah, it's, why, it's why not are smart. They not gradient?
Who said that?
You.
I never said that.
You literally said they should be more of a gradient. Like LaSalle, Windsor, and
Amherstburg.
Doesn't
make sense. I don't even know what that means. So how would I say that?
He did, right?
What does it mean for things
we
to be gradient?
We did talk about borders. I remember that.
Yeah, but what?
Borders shouldn't be hard. It should be gradient.
What would that mean?
I don't know. You said it.
Bro, no, I didn't.
You did. I don't know. I'm just joining in now. I think
that, like, it should blend. Like, yeah. There shouldn't be signs that say, like, this is town LaSalle. What does that even mean, bro?
No, you're talking about, like, addresses and how, like, how they define addresses.
Okay, quick. If you could be any animal, go.
Camel.
Camel.
Store water, never get thirsty. Go.
That's... Okay, so that's very practical.
Here we go. I had that one on deck.
Yeah. A bird.
Oh my gosh. Are you six? Everybody's... So I can fly wherever I want at all times.
Yeah, we get exactly. It. You know what the lifespan of a bird... Do you know the lifespan of a bird?
Ostriches live
3
a long time.
3 years. Oh, you want to be a flightless bird.
Just be a cheetah, bro. You can be a fast cheetah.
That's the opposite. That's not practical.
Yeah, it's actually dumb.
Fun fact, look at the skeleton of a chicken, an ostrich, and a T-Rex. They all look the same. T-Rexes were dragons. They were flightless birds.
What point were you trying to make? What was the point?
I could be a T-Rex, flightless bird. This is a real thing. I'm going to send you guys the video on it.
I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
There's no shot I watch that.
I'd be like an octopus. I think it'd be cool to fit through.
That's
like
the
really
thing
you
I
have
ever
eight,
heard.
You have 8 hearts, bro.
That's
so,
the
so you'll die 8 times.
And I haven't even seen one of them yet.
You know, die 8 times. I could kill you 8 times. Imagine that.
And he hasn't even shown one of his hearts
yet.
Yeah,
you gotta live in the desert, though, so I don't care.
Bro, I can live wherever I want.
No, you're a camel.
They didn't say I have to live where camels live. I can just be a camel, live in LaSalle. Just walking up down Malden. Just storing water in my humps, bro.
I think that's a good way to end.
Alright, so what's the deal with camels?
They got all this water, but no...
Humps.
Food.
Got him.
Are you going to get a single hump camel or a double hump camel?
Triple.
I think there's something about camels that they're... It's actually...
Why is your cord underneath
that? How that even happened?
I think they store something...
Did you weave your mic under there?
No.
Did you crawl under there?
Guys, no. Guys, come on. Can you hold my mic?
Where is he? Yo, Mike. Where you at? See, Ethan. Watch out, don't trip. Checkity, check, check, check. Peace. Subscribe, follow us. You know, we're on every social media, YouTube. Like our stuff, comment. Tell Ethan he's just got to learn to be a better camel. Yo, what are you trying to be the center of attention here?
Good night.
That's all, folks. What is even? What did you leave your mic underneath?
How'd that even happen? Actually,
yeah, I put it under.
This guy's a menace.